rights and bicameralism and so forth, what that actually means for children's rights and what it means for the convention and so forth. So if you have any reflections on what this would actually mean for the Convention on the Rights of the Child and children's rights in Turkmenistan, we would be very grateful for that information. Thank you for the information on the budget, which I've taken very good note of, but maybe I will come to a couple of the elements in the context of education later on. The head of delegation, in terms of the responses on violence against children, highlighted that that civil society is actually engaged in this area, actively so, in terms of helping victims that are victims of violence against them and so forth. Now, I want to use that as a platform to raise a question about the role of civil society organizations. You would recall, this will not come to you as a surprise, you would recall that in 2015, when you were being reviewed in this very room, one of the positive elements that we had as a conversation about civil society organizations in Turkmenistan was that there was a review of the Public Associations Act that was being considered by the state party. Now, just recently, we had also information that in August 2020, the Meclis of Turkmenistan adopted the law of Turkmenistan on introducing changes and amendments into the law of Turkmenistan on public associations. So, to what extent have these amendments created a more conducive and less restrictive environment for engagement with civil society organizations, also to facilitate some of the work that you kindly mentioned that they're doing, for example, on violence against children? Thank you, Chair.
Sophie Kiladze.
Thank you, Chair.
I would like to express my gratitude for your responses. Many of the replies were very clear and